I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So our sermon series is based on the book by Diana Butler Bass, no, the author of Grateful, the Subversive Practice of Giving Thanks. So yan ang ating pagmumuni-munihan for January. So it is an understatement to again say that 2020 has been difficult. Napaka-understatement na, napaka-redundant na, at napaka-cliche na para sabihing napakahirap ng 2020. Literally for almost everyone. Almost everyone. Well, I cannot say everyone kasi it's not the same for all people. Some people are more having more difficulties than others. And I think yung mga Ayalas, mga Seas, at mga sa Amerika, yung may-ari ng Amazon, syempre mas ano, baka hindi nila masyadong naranasan o nadama ang problemang dala ng COVID. For the rest of us, na mga mortal, tayong mga common people, it has been very difficult year. And even up to now, may nabasa nga akong post. Sabi dun sa post, hindi porket ano to, walang magic ang pagpapalit ng taon. Hindi porket tumawid tayo ng 2021, tapos na ang pandemya. So andyan pa din. And yun nga, hindi pa natatapos ang pandemic sa ating bansa, sa ating mundo, at baka mas matagal-tagal dito sa atin, no? Dito sa Pilipinas. And although, nag-umpisa naman na, no? Nag-umpisa na ang vaccination sa ibang bansa. And our focus for this year, nung nag-iisip ako, nagmumuni-muni ng ano ang magiging focus ng taong ito, at ang binulong sa akin ng Holy Spirit, I believe binulong sa akin ng Holy Spirit, ay yung Year of Prayer. No? Year of Prayer. Tumatawid from 2020 to 2021. Kasi nung 2020, tingin ko maraming tao ang lalong kumapit sa prayer at sa pananampalataya at sa simbahan dahil sa mga naranasan nga nating paghihirap o difficulties. Mainit ba? Nainitan ba kayo? Okay lang ba? So, it is a year of prayer. Ngayon, nag-iisip ako kasi then saan ba pwedeng hugutin ang prayer at ang pag-asa? Kaya, ang sunod na ibinulong sa akin ng Holy Spirit, baka pwede nating tignan ang pagiging grateful. No? Pagiging thankful. After all, it is a deeply Christian spiritual truth. Later, yung ating communion is called Eucharist, Eucharistia. Greek word for thanksgiving. So let us look at gratitude for this year. And after all that we have experienced and witnessed, after the people we have lost, or after some of our friends or even ourselves, no, kung meron sa ating mga kaibigan o kakilala na tinamaan ng COVID, ano ang dapat natin ipagpasalamat? With all the difficulties, with all the hardships, meron ba tayong dapat ipagpasalamat? Tulad ng sabi ko kanina, minsan mahirap. Lalo na pag namatayan ka o isa ka sa tinamaan ng COVID. Meron bang dapat ipagpasalamat? And for many people who find it hard to be thankful because they indeed got infected or who lost, nawala ng magulang, ng kaibigan, ng asawa, it is valid. It is valid to feel, to not feel thankful. Valid naman yun. It is valid not to feel thankful. Or it is valid to have a hard time feeling thankful. Certainly in the face of hardships, sickness, and worst of all, death, being thankful is the last thing anybody wants or anybody can feel. But let us explore this a little bit more with the guidance of both scripture and modern-day theologian, Diana Butler Bass. Na sa tingin ko, kahit parehong scripture, the Bible, and the book also, are both channels of God's revelation. So please pray with me. O Holy Spirit, who is with us today and always, sanctify the meditations of my heart as I speak them to your people today or in the future and wherever. May the seeds of your wisdom be planted in their hearts, into the ground of their hearts. There may it grow and eventually bear the fruits of gratitude, hope, and a strong sense of community. Bearing this and many other fruits, may they be transformed as they transform the world. In the name of Christ, who is our light and our hope. Amen. So, pakilala ko muna si Diana Butler Bass. So, si isa siya sa mga sumisikat na mga writers ngayon on progressive Christian spirituality. And she holds a doctorate or PhD in religious studies from Duke University, and is the author of several books. No? Isa na nga yan. And she is very passionate about progressive Christianity, progressive Christian spirituality. So we will be looking at some of the things that she has to say about gratitude. So sa binasa ni Kim, in our contemporary reading, Diana Butler Bass says, ito yung sabi niya kanina, to be human is to rely on others. All of us are dependent every day upon general gifts given, like food we receive from the soil and the farmers who grow it, to more specific ones like lunch a friend buys for you when you forgot your wallet. We should appreciate the work and kindness of others in taking care of our needs. We rely on one another, each other's work, and our shared stewardship of the earth and its resources. End of quote. To be human is to rely on others. Yan ang sabi ni Diana Butler Bass. Kaya nga, isa sa mga natutunan kong panalangin sa seminaryo, one of the earliest prayers I learned sa UTS, Union Theological Seminary, na medyo light bulb moment ako, no? Or na-touch ako dun sa panalangin, ay nung first year ako, tuwing mananalangin pagkakain. Halimbawa, may birthday or may piyesta dun sa kung ano man, palaging merong kainan sa ano sa seminaryo kasi may birthday ni Ganirev, birthday ng professor, birthday ng kaklase mo. Nauumay na nga ako sa dami ng kainan kung saan-saan sa seminaryo. And then, one of the prayers that was taught to us nung mga professor, pag naimbitahan silang magdasal ng panalangin, ay ipinagdadasal nila or pinagpapasalamat nila yung mga magsasaka na nagdulot na yung pagkain ay nasa iyong mesa. At narinig ko rin to kay Sadhguru eh. I mean, favorite ko si Sadhguru eh, yung isang Hindu mystic, no? One of the things na sinabi niya rin naman sa pagkain, mag-pause ka daw. Before you eat, pause. Touch the food. Touch mo daw na ganyan. Pause and then have reverence for the food. Kasi, ano daw yan? Buhay. It is a life that was sacrificed para ikaw ay makakain. And 99% of our food comes from living organisms. No? Yung palay, buhay yan. Yung gulay, buhay yan. Diba? Yung karne natin kinakain. Lalo na pag lechon. Diba? Nung Noche Buena. Morcon. 99% of the food we eat is a life that was taken in order for us, for me, for you, to be nourished. At ito yung usual prayer namin, no? Sa seminaryo. Loving God, thank you for the farmers who till the land and the fisher folks who traverse the seas to bring us its bounty. Bless their hands. Bless the hands who prepared this meal. Thank you for every life taken and sacrificed to become our meal. We honor them. We look forward to the day that every home and every family will have enough food to enjoy. Something to that effect, yung panalangin ng mga nanggaling sa UTS bago kumain. At minsan nga, nung nakita-kita kami nung elementary friends ko, long-time friends ko from elementary and high school, nakita kami kailan ba? Nitong December, nakita kami. Tapos dahil nagtitita na kami, hindi nagabihan ang meet up, hindi na rin sobrang inuman. Kain na lang, lunch. Sabi ko, mag-meet tayo ng lunch. So, nagkita kami ng lunch at dinasal ko to, itong panalangin na to. No? At nagtawanan sila. Nagtawanan sila kasi hindi usual yung prayer, no? Sabi ko, natatawa sila. Diba yan, pati yung hipon, pinagdasal mo. sabing ganon. Although, naiintindihan ko nga, hindi naman ako na-offend kasi hindi sila sanay sa ganong panalangin. And they do not share my beliefs and practices. Naging masaya naman yung kwentuhan at yung aming time together. And I am grateful kasi halos once a year lang kami, swerte na ang twice a year kami magkita-kita. So starting 2021 with gratitude, or being thankful. To start 2021 with gratitude or being thankful is not to invalidate the terrible things, the terrible experiences and events of pandemic year 2020. It is not to invalidate that the pandemic is still going on. Every terrible thing we experience and witness in 2020 are valid and true. Totoo. At the same time, starting 2021 with gratitude is to also recognize, kilalanin natin that each one of us wouldn't have made it. Hindi tayo makakarating sa 2021 without the family and friends who cared for us and who supported us. To recognize the teachers, the mentors, the chosen parents or siblings or co-workers who were there for us. For the chosen communities, groups, and networks we are a part of. And even if you had a terrible experience nitong 2020, nakaraang 2020, even if you have been affected directly or indirectly by the pandemic, and worst of all, even if you have lost a loved one. Which are all terrible things, all are painful events and experiences, we can still come to terms with being grateful. Side by side, with all those terrible experiences and painful events, we can still be thankful side by side. There, we can still come to terms to being grateful to those who were there for us in our most painful and depressive and difficult situations in the past year. Pwede pa rin tayong magpasalamat sa mga doctors and nurses who cared for us if ever we got hospitalized because of COVID or other conditions. Despite the terrible things we have witnessed last year, sa pag, no, new year na new year, pumutok ang Taal, ang bulkang Taal. Despite that, despite the pandemic, despite the response of the government, despite the killings and violence nito lang December perpetuated by the police officers, together with remembering them, are also recognizing that we are together. It is also recognizing na sa lahat ng nangyaring iyan, nagpapasalamat tayong magkakasama pa rin tayo. Nagpapasalamat tayo na meron pa rin mga organisasyon at mga tao na patuloy na tumutulong, patuloy na lumalaban, patuloy na nakikisangkot. We recognize that despite all the things that were happening, meron pa rin bayanihan spirit sa ating mga Filipinos, which is not the answer to all our problems. Okay, yung sinasabing wag i-overuse ang resilience. Diba? We recognize resilience. We honor the resilience and the bayanihan spirit of the Filipinos. And we are thankful for that. We are thankful for that. Despite that we have experienced or witnessed all of this, grateful tayo. Grateful tayo kung tayo ay may maayos pa rin na tirahan, hindi nawalan ng trabaho. Some of us, for many of us, kung hindi nawalan ng trabaho, mapalad ka, mapalad tayo. Kung nakakakain ka pa rin at safe ang iyong pamilya, mga kaibigan. At hindi yan something to be ashamed of. And it's not something that you should be guilty about. Okay? But, at the same time, having the privilege and resources to ride out the pandemic, gratitude calls us towards three things. Tatlong bagay. Ang gratitude ay tinatawag tayo sa tatlong bagay, lalo na kung tayo ay mas mapalad na nakakaalpas pa sa pandemic na ito. Number one, gratitude calls us to greater awareness of the suffering and the needs of others. Number two, to practice generosity more than we are comfortable with. To practice generosity more than we are comfortable with. Hindi pwedeng barya-barya. Hindi pwedeng sila na lang. Generosity more than we are comfortable with. Number three, participating to greater socio-political engagement for positive change. Alam natin, kung gusto natin ng pagbabago sa ating lipunan, kailangan nating makisangkot. Kailangan nating makibahagi. As an LGBTQI person, bilang LGBT, gratitude is a recognition of the many individuals and groups who are here for you despite what you have experienced or continue to experience in your families and in your churches, the churches you grew up with. Gratitude sa napakaraming mga individual na mga activists at mga grassroots organizations na dekadang for many years and decades ay nagpatuloy na isulong ang karapatan ng LGBT. Isulong ang karapatan, taong-taong magdaos ng Pride March, mag-educate, mag-advocate. Gratitude as an LGBTQI person to those many, many who continue to work for our rights and our lives. Gratitude sa MCC. For MCC and its spiritual work. Iniisip ko kung babanggitin ko yung MCC kasi parang sabi ko, parang paka-self-serving naman. Babanggitin yung MCC. But we have to be thankful for MCC. Kabahagi ng kasaysayan ng LGBT movement sa Amerika, sa North America, sa Latin America, at dito sa Pilipinas, ang MCC. Because for some people, advocacy is not enough. For some people, we need to talk about religion. We need to talk about Christianity and our sexuality. Therefore, we are thankful for MCC, past and present. Gratitude that our community is still here, serving and advocating. Being grateful, pagiging mapagpasalamat, does not invalidate or remove the terrible experience of violence, terror, discrimination, or even death, but rather gives us a sense of hope and new courage, knowing that we are not alone and we will never be alone. Gratitude is also a solid source of hope and courage. Ang pagiging mapagpasalamat ay pinanggagalingan din ng pag-asa at ng panibagong tapang. As God gave God's self to humanity as a gift, the greatest gift, God becoming human in every way, God becoming vulnerable as a baby in the arms of his mother, Mary, and the protection of his adopted father, Joseph. But even God needed others in all of his vulnerability, especially when he was born amongst the poor. Yan yung kwento natin ngayon eh, the story of the Magi. Even God needed others in all of his vulnerability, especially when he was born amongst the poor. God in Jesus Christ received gifts from the Magi of the East. Ano yung gifts? Ano yung mga niregalo? Ha? Frankincense, myrrh, at gold. At ano yung tradisyon? Wala talagang pangalan yung Magi eh. Wala yung mga pangalan. Pero ano yung tradisyon na naging pangalan nila? O, Three Kings. Ano yung pangalan ng tatlong yun? Baltazar, Melchor at Gaspar. Pero wala talagang pangalan, ha? Walang pangalan sa Bible. So even God received gifts from the Magi. Jesus, God incarnate, received gifts from the Magi. Freely given. Freely given. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts used by his parents to travel to Egypt. Kasi after nitong sa Magi, di ba, inuusig ni Herodes yung batang Jesus. So, dali-dali pumunta ng Egypto sila. Tangan, dala-dala si baby Jesus. So, sa tingin nyo, anong ginamit? Hindi naman mayaman si, hindi naman aristocrat si Jose at si Mama Mary eh. So, most likely, yung gold ginamit to travel, no? And to start a life in Egypt. Yung frankincense and myrrh, sa malamang at sa malamang niyan, a small portion ginamit nila. But a larger portion niyan, sa malamang, binenta nila yan to get more funds so that they can start a life in Egypt. The Holy Family can start a life in Egypt. these gifts used by his parents to travel to Egypt and start a life there. If there is anything at all that our Christmas story today tells us, is that God also needed gifts, the gifts of others. At sabi ni Diana Butler Bass, gifts are the nature of the universe itself, given by God or the natural order. Grace reminds us that every good thing is a gift. That somehow the rising of the sun and being alive are indiscriminate daily offerings to us. And then we understand that all benefactors are beneficiaries, and all beneficiaries can be benefactors. All that we have, kahit pinagtrabahuhan mo pa yan at pinaghirapan mo, all that we have was gifted to all of us. End of quote. This mutual gift giving of gifts, this mutual giving of gifts is not transactional. Hindi to transactional. Nagbigay akong regalo ha, dapat yung balik na regalo. Kung 300, ano yan pag Christmas party? Exchange gift, 300. Dapat 300, 300. No? Hindi transactional. This mutual gift of giving of gifts is not transactional. It is not payment and repayment as most people do in gift giving. Gifts, if they are truly gifts, are freely given. Malayang ibinibigay without expectation. Gifts received without the shame or guilt of repayment. Only in this way, gratitude and by extension, generosity both becomes true and authentic. As we start this year with hope, practiced in prayer, may our prayers individually and as a community become more intentional in cultivating gratitude. Gratitude is a way of seeing life. Pamamaraan, gratitude is a way of seeing life and everything in it as gifts passed on to us and then to others. It strengthens our hope, prayers, and our community. After all, the only way we are to survive any given problem, calamity, persecution, or even this pandemic is to be with each other by being both grateful and generous. An awareness of the interdependence of human life is what makes gratitude possible, and one of the surest ways of making life truly meaningful. I end this sermon with Diana's words. We do not really give gifts. We recognize gifts. We receive them, and we pass them on. We all rely on these gifts, and we all share them. For all that has been, for all that is now, and for all that will be, salamat. Salamat po. Amen.